bad cold, maybe from his brother. So we're in the middle of the Tosfos Shmei Hashem. Tosfos says, "V'nira levi lefarish nufshat." Shmei Hashem levi lemakas kloimar shata shlumin lenichtavu b'samach lemalkus. Shmei Hashem, Chori is teaching similar to Rashi Takna. Shmei Hashem means the pasuk, but there's a new spin on it. When Rameyer says that the pasuk of makas is not the pasuk of tashlumin, what it means is nothing to do with the Irish Shasley. A different issue entirely. Shatashlumin lo nifte b'samach l'malkus. Im hoya kosu b'yisi pasuk atzmai lo yisane. Ve'im ona b'asisim lo yikashu zomam. If the pasuk would have said it like that, lo yisane, and if you do, this is what you have to do afterwards, b'asisim lo yikashu zomam. Oz v'ate havamino da havali lavshinik tik havamino da havali lavshinik tik lasei. V'lo yilka olav. אבל האת השניח תברוח וגזה מזה, לא יהיה מנית הקלאסי. And now you say, you know, the Gemara says that lava nita klasei is not like it. So Mary is coming to explain why Kasha Zomam, why Leysan is not a lava nita klasei. Because the Pasuk of Kasha Zomam is not nichta besomuch to the lava Leysan. And apparently, in order to be lava nita klasei, the essay has to be written besomuch to the lava. I fact I says for the double lab exile the khosh lab and lab the khosh we need to class say per pass the markus of shlucha ken what about the lab exile the lab of exile of the six oil is not written with samoch to the hashem is exile and yet the gemara says that the hashem is exile that you're not like it for the six oil because it's a lab in the class say I forgot to say the hashem is exile to the lab of the six oil so you see that it's not required that the two things be written with samoch zelazeh. So Tosfos, the Hosan Vadi Akochoch, who knit the glass, who knit the glass, say, "Shari Oikik Zelim Pachas Yoder." There, it's anyway lav and knit the glass. I don't need the psukim to be written together because the essay is to reverse the lav. The whole effect of the essay is to reverse the lav. The lav is to take the gzela, and the essay is to disgorge the gzela. So that's lav and knit the glass, even if it's not b'som of zelaze. Aval kol v'asisim lekasher zol me'ne oikir lav d'leisane. The v'asisim is not oikir the leisane. Validation of oisim lekasher zol me'ne oikir edusoi. That's not oikir the edus. Doesn't reverse the edus. Eli deshuzam. What reverses the edus is the azoma, not the oinish of kasher zol me'ne. Look at chol chashvin leilav and nitik lasei. Came into nichle racher of samuchle. So it says in the Tosfos, it says in the Ri over here, that lav and nitik lasei, you could have in two ways, either like by gzeilo where the essay is literally reversing the lav. That's an lav and nitik lasei, regardless of the position of the psukim. Well, that's not true. Where the essay is not reversing the lav, you have a lot of times lav and nitik lasei where the essay doesn't undo the lav. Like Sefer's nice of the mashal. Says v'noisi menar beika beish to seifu. That's called the lav and nitik lasei. It's not doesn't reverse the lav. The ma'aser that it was left over, it was the carbon was left over to become nicer. He didn't reverse that. It's a new essay, but since it says, so that's a different kind of lav and nitik lasei, says Tosfos. Since the pasuk says loisei siru, and if you're mice, every time doesn't give that example, but I'm giving that example. Since the Torah says loisei siru, and if you leave it over, so b'yish disayfu. So the Torah itself is saying that the essay here is coming to be menatik the lav. That's what's called lav and nitik lasei. The Tosfos says that's what Rameir is addressing over here. That kasher zomam. In other words, to be a lav and nitik lasei, you can go one of two ways. You can be lav and nitik lasei because you're undoing the essay. The essay is undoing the lav. We could be lav and nitik lasei because the psukim are somuch zeh mezeh, somuch zeh lezeh. So to Meir, leisane is neither of the above. It's not a lav and nitik lasei. Why is it not a lav and nitik lasei? So them is because it doesn't meet either of those criteria. It's not undoing the lav, the essay of katavasi simloi, and it's not besomuch to the lav. So which one exactly is Rameir addressing? Which one is Rameir saying? So Taisha says, it's Mashman the Taisha over here, Rameir is saying that the criterion that it doesn't meet is that it's not nichta besomuch zelazeh. Lo yashem ha-mevih, yashem means the posuk. Like Taisha said at the outset, there's posuk. The posuk that brings It's not the same pasuk. Kilu Rav Meir doesn't explain that kasher zomim is also not undoing the lav. That doesn't need any explanation. That's self-evident that kasher zomim doesn't undo the lav. Rav Meir is explaining, yeah, but you have the other kind of lav in the pasuk. Let's say if the pesukim are somach zelazet, says Rav Meir, no, the pesukim are not somach zelazet. Lo yashem ha-mevir. The mikra, the pasuk ha-mevir l'dei makis is not the mikra ha-mevir l'dei tashlumim. That's the Tosis. It's interesting. The Ritvoy Makis, Nabdalin, he also brings the Tosis. He brings this Chata Tosis. But the way he brings the Tosis, it's mashma that Rameyer is addressing the other reason why it might have been a Lavanitic Lasse. Not the fact that the Psukkim and Nichtav Somach Zelazem, maybe that goes without saying. Rameyer is addressing that here the essay doesn't undo the Lav. The Lashon of the Ritvoy is, but Taisus Pirshu Tamish Naseinu L'Rameir. First, I'll get the Seder HaDvarim in the Ritva. Is first he brings Rashi's Pshat that it's two different Sukkim, and he brings V'chein Mefurish B'Taisefta B'Iskei Momen O'Emer V'Atzisim Le'Kasher Zomam U'B'Iskei Malkus O'Emer Le'Sane B'Reyacha Le'Sane B'Reyacha. He brings the Taisefta that the Taisefta is at the Feirish. That Shem means a pasuk. The Tosefta is a hemshich of Rameir. Rameir says, "Hashem mevili yamachas mevili dek tashlumin." And the Tosefta is there's a Tosefta, because the lav is from the malchus is from leisane, and the tashlumin is from kasher zomam. So you see that Shem means a pasuk. So that's Rashi. The fact that it's two different sukkim makes it into takes is why there's no k'dei rishosay, and he doesn't like Rashi. So now he's coming to Tosefta's pshat. I will Tosefta's pirshu. Time is nasein leRameir. If they would be Mishem Echod, he would be Mishalem Enolaikim. Far apart, but if they would be Mishem Echod, it would be a lav and it glasse. Likely, Kasher Leikin Ali Sixel, and the Heshem is Exela. Abalachshu Shem Shnei Shemois, but now that the Shnei Shemois, so ain't done nois and Belav and it glasse, came in Shem Ruchokim. So it's the same as Tosis in effect. And Rameh is addressing the issue of Lava Nitik Lasse. And Rameh is explaining why Lassan is not a Lava Nitik Lasse. Because the Psukim are Muruchokim Zemiseh. And it's not like Lissigzel where you're giving back the. And it's not like this Lissigzel either. But it's different than Tosis. In that in Tosis, Rameh takes for granted that it's not like Lissigzel. That Rameh doesn't even have to say. That goes without saying that it's not like Lissigzel. The essay over here of Kasher Zomim is not undoing the lav. What Rameh is explaining is that the psukim are not karav zelazeh. So Hashem HaMaviyah means the psukim are not together. It's not one pasuk, it's different psukim. The Ritva's mashma that he's reading Tosis, or his version of Tosis, is that the way around. That's a given that it's not like that's a given that the psukim are far away. But the point that Rameh is saying is that it's not like Lissigzel. So what's the lashon again? If it would be Mishem Echod, then he would be Mishalem and Eloike, then it would be called a lav and it's a klase. Because even though the psukim are far apart from each other, but if they would be Mishem Echod, then it would be a lav and it's a klase like Lissigzel. But they're not Mishem Echod. So it's not like Lissigzel. So then it's not a lav and it's a klase. Came in Shem Ruchokim. So if that's so clear, according to the Ritva, what does Shem Echad mean? Shem Echad, according to the way the Ritva is reading Tosfos, Shem Echad can't mean one pasuk. So then how do you read the Ritva? The Ritva says, again, imagine if every time the Ritva says Shem Echad, he means one pasuk. So he's explaining Rameh. Aval b'Tosfos pirshut hamish naseinu. Again, from the top. If they would be one Shem, meaning one Pasuk, if that would be what Shem means, one Pasuk, so let's see if this makes any sense. If they would be one Pasuk, then he would be Mishalem and Eloike, he wouldn't have to pay, because even though the Pasukim are far apart, but since it's one Pasuk, it would be Lavanit Klase. That doesn't make any sense. So if it would be one Pasuk, then it would be Lavanit Klase, even though the Pasukim are far apart. And then he compares it to Lissigzel. So he's talking that one pasuk. It doesn't make any sense. Shem Echad over here, he's using Shem Echad, the Ritva, to mean something more like Leisigzo, that the essay undoes the lav. That's how he's reading it, man. So he's saying, again, I'm reading it over and over again, because you don't have it in front of you. I don't have a marker either. So again, so I don't know what Shem Echad is supposed to mean over here. It can't mean one pasuk. It can't be one pasuk, because that doesn't make any sense. If it'll be one pasuk, then it'll be lav and itik lasei, even though the pasukim are far apart. It doesn't hang together. So obviously, saying Shem Echad means something else. Shem Echad means what Leisigzo has. Leisigzo is lav and itik lasei, even though the pasukim are far apart. So Taisa says, because the essay is the disgorging of the lav. You're machzil exele mitachas yodah. So Chora, the Ritva is understanding Shem Echad to mean something like that. Ilu hoyu shneim Shem Echad. If the lav and the kasher zomam would be a Shem Echad, Chori means like one inyan, where like one is the forward and one is the reverse. Some that's what it means. If it would be Mishem Echad, meaning if the kasher zomam was somehow the reverse of the leisane, then you'd be Mishalom and Eloike. Then you'd be Mishalom and Eloike. Kafi b'shem ruchokim, because even though the psukim are far apart, but it would be a lav and into class A, like kasher and leike and alay sixo mivayishim esegzelo. Aval achshu shem shnei shemois. But now that they're not, it's not there where there's shnei shemois, the two in yonim, one is not the reverse, one is not the mirror image of the other, the shnei shemois, the shnei in yonim, so now it's not a lav and itik lasei since the psukim aren't together. So it's the opposite, again, similar in effect, but it's, I'm sorry, as far as the Taisin Rameir, this version of the Taisus is the opposite of what it is by us. But it's still not clear to me at the end of the day what Shem Echad over here means by him. I mean, obviously it means something like Leisigzo. It's like, does it mean the reverse? It's not the reverse. And maybe I had to say that. So I'm a Shem Avila, Nemachis Mavila de Tashlumen. It's not Shem Echad. It's not one inyan. Because this is Leisana, and this is not the opposite of Leisana. It's a different thing. Maybe that's what it means. And I'm not entirely sure I know what Shem Echad over here means in the Ritva. It seems to mean something like what Leisigzo has. Leisigzo is a Shem Echad with the Beheshev Esagzel. Why is it a Shem Echad? They're far apart. So in Taisus it says because it's the Haisos Agezel Mitachas Yodot. The Ritva doesn't say those words. Maybe that's what he means. Maybe that's what Shem Echad over here means. It's the Leisigzo is a Shem Echad because it's the Heshiv is the opposite of Leisigzo. It's the undoing of Leisigzo. So if Kasher Zomam would be the undoing of Leisana, that would be called a Shem Echad. But it's not a Shem Echad, says Nemeir, and therefore you like it for both. Okay, let's say for the time being that's the Shad in the Ritva. Akoponim Kachay Kach, whether it's Taisus' version of the Taisus or of the Ri or the Ritva's version. But it says over here in this Taisus, stop me, important that you cite, that lav and itik lasei has two. Can happen in two ways. There's a lav and itik lasei of the essay reversing the lav, like with Sigzel. And there's a lav and itik lasei where the psukim are smuchim zel lazeh. So. The emes is this machlekes in the Gemara and Makis. Why is lav anitik lasei potter? Why is lav anitik lasei not like machlekes of Yochanan and of Papa? Rav Yochanan and Rav against Rav Papa. Rav Papa says because it's not dumya de lav de chasimu. The paradigm of Makis and lav is lesachsim shor b'dishad. Because it says Lesachsim Shor B'Dishrei next to the pasuk of Malkus of Rabbi Yekenel. So we learn that from there that every Malkus has every lav has Malkus, but it has to be Dumi the lav de Chasimah. So that's why the Mashal lav Shem Emais is not like it because not Daimon the lav de Chasimah. The Gemara is the beginning of Malkus. So Rav Papa says the same thing. Lav anita klasei. It's not Daimon the lav de Chasimah. Lav de Chasimah doesn't have an asay. This does have an asay. Rav Yochanan and Rav say no, that's not the reason. It's the fact that it's not doesn't lack in Dumi Dulav the Chasimah, because the Lashon of Rav over there is the essay is not Megareya the Lav. Just because there's an extra essay isn't Megareya Migregara. In other words, you have to in order to get Malkus for Lav, you have to be as chomer as lav dechasima. So lav shein be meisel l'mashal is not doing the lav dechasima because it's missing a quality that lav dechasima has. But a lav anita glase, says Rava, it's not missing a quality that lisachshem shor that chasima has. It has all the qualities that lisachshem shor b'disha has plus it has an asay to boot. So that's not a reason that it should be not like it. Rather, the reason why a lav anita glase is not like it, says Rava, and Rabbi Yechonon, is because the essay is coming to be menatik the lav. We understand that the purpose that the essay is coming to be menatik the lav. The nafkamina over there in the Gemara, it's a machaikas and din. The nafkamina is, what if the essay was, you could be mekayim the essay before the lav? Lav shekub me essay. You have an essay that you could do before the lav too. It doesn't only kick in after the lav. Like Laisi Elisha by Ma'anis. That's one of these Gemara that he talks about. Laisi Elisha is, if you're Megarashir, or Yuchal Shafra Kol Yom, if you're Megarashir, it's an essay, if you have to bring Max, you have an essay of Laisi Elisha, but you have Laisi Elisha before you're Megarashir too. So that's a lav shekod my essay. So Rav Popa says, at the end of the day, it's not to me the lav dechasima. What's the difference if the essay is kaidim to lav also, or it only kicks in after the lav? But it's not doima, lav dechasima. Lav dechasima doesn't have an essay. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi say, no, if the essay was before, then obviously this essay is not coming to be menatik the lav. Whatever the word menatik means. It's not coming to undo the lav. The essay has its own life. So it's only where the essay first kicks in after the lav. So the whole purpose of the essay is to somehow, it kicks in after the lav happens, and somehow it's rectifying the lav, or it's like the thing you do after you did the lav. So then we're supposed to understand, so then, I guess it's a svar. So then, the you're not like in the lab because the Torah gave a. The Torah said, if you do the lab, then there's something that you're supposed to do the essay. So that takes off the malchus. Can they be having more malchus by any chance? Yeah, Rashi says, "Ha'ulin took yilavi also." Essay she'enim is kaim ela la'achar averes alav l'natik es alav me'oinish malchus huba. When the essay first kicks in after the lav, so then the purpose of the essay is coming to be menatik the lav from an oinish malchus. You did a lav; you're supposed to get malchus, but there's a way out. This is what you do, and then you don't get malchus. I guess it's a svara. A kavanim, it doesn't come from the fact that I'm doing the lav to chesima. That's at least the pasuk tomorrow. So I was just thinking. Mela, according to Rav and Rav Yechanan, that the idea of lav and interclasse is that the essay is coming to be menatik the lav. The essay is coming to say, you know, you did a malchus, you did an avet, you did a lav. You're supposed to get malchus. So Torah prescribes. There's an essay that fixes the lav. That at least it's a menatik lav me'ainish. So that I hear that you need to have, in order for that to happen, you have to have either that the pasuk is next to it. So then the pasuk is megala that that's what the essay is doing. So it's mechtesa that the essay is coming to menatik the lav. So if the pasuk is next to it, so the Torah is saying, you know, you did like this, and if you did, you not don't do X, and if you do X, then do Y, and then you won't get malchus. That's kilo. That's how we read the pasuk. Or if the essay is menatik, or like Tosfos Belei Sigzel, if the essay is reversing the lav, kilo. The Torah says there's a way to reverse the lav. So that's also gets you out of the malchus because the Torah gave you a way to reverse the lav. But if you do it, then the Torah gave you a way to reverse the lap. So that also takes off the malchus. I guess it's far as, but at least I understand that these are two different ways. In other words, the pashtus is, let me start maybe differently. The pashtus is that even though we have two different oifanim of lav and nitik lasei, but it's the same yisoy. It's not like two different dinim with two different sars. According to Stamba, it's one idea of like, no, finally, well, there's two different svaras for Lavan Tiklase. Lavan Tiklase is either because it's not the middle of the chasima, or because the essay is coming, not the kalap. So Mele, if the essay is coming, not the kalap, so I understand why that has two different routes. Because like there's two different ways I can know the essay is coming to me, not the kalap. I can know the essay is coming to me, not the kalap, because it's written besamach the kalap. Or I can know the essay is coming to me, not the kalap, because I see from the content of the essay that what is the essay? The essay is to reverse the kalap, to undo the kalap. So that also somehow tells me that the essay is coming to me, not the kalap. That's a Chazal understood. If you hold like a papa, but the reason why a lav and ita glase is not like it is just because not doing the lav the chasima. Even if the essay came before the lav, it doesn't matter. It's not doing the lav. At the end of the day, it's not like lav the chasima. So then why do you have, what's the difference if the essay is written next to the lav, not next to the lav, reversing the lav, not reversing the lav? And if it's neither? Like, what's that? What? How does it, what's the, it's hard for me to understand. According to Rav Papa, you need dumi to lav the chasima. No, so lav the chasima doesn't have an essay. So what's the difference if the essay is rochuk or not rochuk? If the essay is coming to menatik lav, not coming to menatik lav. According to Rav Papa, the idea of lav and itik lasei is not that the essay is the antidote to the lav. It's not dumi to lav the chasima. So how do I understand the story of Rav Papa? Not likely that this that it's not like the Rav and Rav Papa, the story of the re. So. Again, I'm just saying in general terms. You know, maybe I'm sure there's room here to go more, but I think in general terms the answer is, or the pshat is rather, that even according to Rav Papa, that lav anita klasei is just because not doing the lav the chasimo. But the essay has to have something to do with the lav. You know, if the essay is as if the essay and the lav are not linked in some way, they're just two ships passing the night. There's a lav in the Torah. You know, two chumashim down, there's another essay in the Torah. It happened to be about the same kind of case. Mechatesa, one has anything to do with the other. So I need this to be some kind of connection in order that I should say, oh, this is a set. A lav with an essay, it's not doing the lav de chasima. Lav de chasima doesn't have a benzub. And this lav has a benzub, so it has an essay. So it's not doing the lav de chasima. So what makes it a benzub? So it says three, just two ways. If it's written besamach, so that's what makes it a match, it's connected to the lav. Or even if not, but if mitzad the inyan shabai, the assay and the lav, that's one inyan, the lav is taking the gzela. The assay is reversing the gzela. So again, so then I see that there's a connection between the lav and the assay. If there's a connection between the lav and the assay, then this lav has an assay. If it has an assay, then it's not doing the lav the chasima. But if there's no connection between the lav and the assay, they're not besom gzela zeh. And they're not, and mitzad the tun, they're also not one being the inverse of the other. So then this lav, there happens to be an essay in the Torah. It has to be a lav in the Torah, but not that the lav has an essay. If the lav doesn't have an essay, then it's dumi to lav the chasima. Yeah, let's go back. Taisa says in other Torahs, Rav Shlomo midarvayish mefarish. That's how you pronounce it, I don't know. Shlei Hashem amvili deimakis, daim alisan amvili deitashlumin pirish. Eino yibo liyos azhoro La'anoish tashlumen. Kiraminin b'makis the moment leboyasar. Kiraminin b'makis the moment leboyasar. Ve'oid v'ameir nafkali asara l'kashazomam mivichol yisol yishmu v'yirov v'leisifu kiraminin perakamin b'makis. Shima yitzorach leisan al asara's moment oz lehoya loiko alof the michad lav le'avayan shimu le'momenu makis. So, this last Teres of Taisus is saying that what Rameir is saying that the reason why you're loika on the lav is because the lav here is not used up to be the ashara for the moment. And obviously, this is connected to Shalom from the Eretz. This is connected to the end of Daladam and Beis, where Rameir says that Midu Anu B'Shplainu Shulchai Malkis Loika Shmainim. And Chacham says only loika Arboa. And the Gemara says, why the Chacham say he's only like Arbaim? Why didn't he get Shmainim? He should get 40 for Leisana and 40 for Kashazama. Says the Gemara, Leisana is used up to be the Asar for Kashazama. So if Leisana is used up to be the Asar for Kashazama, you can't get Malkus for Leisana itself. So that's the Yisoid. If the Leisana is used up to be the Azhara for Kasha Zalman, then you can't also get Malkus for Kasha. You can't get Malkus both for Kasha Zalman and for the Lav that's the Azhara for Kasha Zalman. That's the Yisoid in the Gemara. So the same thing. So says the Shlomo me wherever he's from. That's the pshat in the beginning of in the ratio of the Mishnah as well. Meir says like Hashem Hamvili Malkus Mivili De Tashlumen means that the lav of Leisane is not necessary to bring him Lidei Tashlumen. The lav over here is not used up for the Tashlumen. Why not? There's just two reasons. Number one, because for Momon you don't need an Asar at all. Momon Leibay Asar. Tosis and Malkus brings Raya that the Momon doesn't need an Asar. It brings Raya from Shem Va'ayim. I think I remember again that Tosis, maybe other, but he has rice. What says Blas Hashem Ra'ayin? The person knocks out his Shem Ra'ayin, so they have a Joshua L'Cheir, so that's an Amish moment. Doesn't have an Asar anywhere, doesn't tell him Torah, don't knock out his Shem Ra'ayin of your every kind. Nonetheless, there's a moment, Leibay Asar. Yeah, I don't know why you needed that case. Do you have other cases? Shemrim, the Shem Ra'ayin, not an Asar anywhere. No, Shemrim, don't be Shoyel, don't have an Amish, because you're going to have. Don't need an asar. Chiyuvim mamon don't need an asar. Stamat zedom and muskum that chiyuvim mamon don't need an asar. So therefore the leisan over here is not used up to be the asar for the mamon. So maybe you can give out this mamon. Then he says another thing. Number two, even if mamon does need an asar, but over here a mayor has an extra asar. Same way a mayor holds in the safe of the Mishnah, that Lisan is not used up to the Asar, is not used up to the Asar because he has another Asar up his sleeve. So the same thing works in the Reish as well. Like Hashem Mavir, the Lisan is not. I don't need the Asar to be the. I don't need Lisan to be the Asar for the moment because Rameir has another Asar. So that's what Rameir says. Like Hashem Mavir, the Makas Mavir, the Tashlumin. The Asar for the Tashlumin is not the Asar for which he's getting the Makas. So these two pshatim with inner of Shlomo these two pshatim, are they? Is this like a machlokes if Mama needs an asar within this tesis? Like, why does he need? Yes, two pshatim. Why is Lisan over here not the asar for the Mama? So he says A because Mama lay by asar. And B, because the mayor happens to have another SR. So the second shot that he's saying, that the mayor has another SR, is he going back to the mom and needs an SR? Maisha Tosis Makis has rise, the mom and mom does not need an SR. From Shev Ayah, from some of his other rise, like I said. So, maybe it's not muchach that they're arguing to the two pshatim over here. Maybe he's telling me the emes. The emes is that first of all, mamon lay by asar, and number two, the emes is their mayor has another asar. Not that they're arguing with each other. Both things are true. Mamon doesn't need an asar. That's a lot of emes. And it also happens to be true that even if it did, Rameir has another asar. Maybe you could say like that. But it's interesting that the Ramban in Makis this pshat of Shlomo. The Ramban also says it. This is the pshat of the Ramban. Over there in Makis. This is the pshat of the Ramban. Ramban's pshat. But the Ramban only says the pshat, only says the Hezber, that he doesn't say anything about Mom and Loi Boy Asar. He just says Rameir has an extra Asar. That's all the Ramban says. In the Sefer, and therefore v'le nabed bei elo kasher zomam. Aser amei lemeimar comes along. No, don't say like the rabbanon that leisane is the asara for kasher zomam. Therefore, you only do kasher zomam. You don't get malchus leisane because it's used up to be the asara. Comes along a mayor to tell me, no, the Asarose, Mivaloye Sifunafko, he has a different Asara. The whole lab be'apin afshu, and the isana is a lab that's not coming to be an asor, it's just a lab by itself. Umechayev alei malchus, and therefore he's chayev malchus. V'sfir lo, the loikim mishalim v'chomokim, and he also happens to hold the loikim mishalim. So he doesn't say anything about mamalei boy asor in the Rambam. So that's just a gemashma. The Taka holds that you need an asor for the mamalei. No, so if he's coming to tell me all the things that are just a leave of them, as he should also mention the Mammon doesn't need an Asara. It's very strange. If he really holds a Mammon Leboy Asara, so it'd be very strange for him to explain to Meir. Meir says, you know why the Asara is not used up to be the Asara? Because he has another Asara. What does he need it for? Typically that Mammon Leboy Asara? Actually, that story doesn't have. So isn't that strange?
Is a different issue. If there was only one Azhara, then yeah, it might be that the Azhara is neutral Azhara since it's based in.
So that anyway, Taisha says. We have a rule. I don't want to get into it, but Taisha says that anyway. What is the money of the whole thing? The Laisan is used up to be Azhara for. We have a rule that a lab that's neutral Azhara is Mrs. based in. You don't get Malkus for, even in a case where you're not going to get Mrs. based in. So what is. So why not say that every Laisana. Every Lysana is used up to be the Ashara of the Kashazom in a case where it's an Edus of Mista that's Mechai Mises based in. One second. I'm trying to answer that much of it's Sikhus Megali, we don't say it. It's Kilu is a separate Lysana for every case. I'm just going to use that anyway. So the kids say, what's going on in this Ramban? The Ramban Taka holds that the Mammon needs an Azhara. That's hard for me to believe. Yeah?
You have to say something other for the same.
You should say that then. So I'll tell you, the Ritva, close to Ramban. What Rameh is coming to say is that the law of Lysana, Shechayomen of Malkus, Ein loy mevion lidei tashlumen, Shein loy sane, as hora lo oinish kasha zomam, Dloy yisifalasis, as hora lehem, could it be to the Gemara? Shilu Hoyakane, because if Lysana was the Ashara for Kasha Zamam, Vade Ene Leika Olov, then he would not get Malkus for Lysana. Shekrak Pirish Hakosov Oinshe Shalavze, Lassus Le Kasha Zamam, Vain Lonu Lodun Loy Oinish Acha. Avalacha Shem Shne Shema is to Lysana Ashara Le Malkus, Vakosov Amuni Tashuman Ashara Heresy H. Leiku Mashalam. So it's basically around downstairs. That Rav Meir is saying that Lysana is not used up to be the Asar for Kasha Zomam, because if it was used up to be the Asar for Kasha Zomam, then he wouldn't get Malkus for Lysana, because the Torah tells me what the Einish for Lysana is. The Torah says Lysana, and if you do, the Einish is Kasha Zomam. So I was just thinking that maybe there's a little bit of Hadgosh in the Ritva that you don't have in the Ramban. In the Ritva, there's an emphasis here that if Lysana it was the Asar for Kasha Zomam, then you wouldn't get Malkus for Lysana. He doesn't say because Lysana would be used up. I mean, nobody says that was my lashon, that it would be used up. But he explains it a little bit differently. He explains that if Lisana will be the Asara for Kasha Zomam, then you wouldn't get Malkus for, then you wouldn't be managed for the Lisana, because the Torah tells me what to do with the Lisana. No, you did Lisana. Lisana has a what's the Einish for Lisana? Ordinarily speaking, a lot. Ordinarily speaking, Malkus. But here the Torah tells me what the Einish for Lisana is. The Torah says Lisana, and if you do, this is the Einish. Lassisim Lakasha Zomam, Lassis Lofi. So it could be that Lo'ilam, Mammon doesn't need an Asar. That's not true. Mammon doesn't need an Asar. But here, so fine. So the Mammon didn't need an Asar. So you can't say, since Mammon doesn't need an Asar, you can't say the Asar is used up to be the Asar for the Mammon, because Mammon doesn't need an Asar. That's not the shot. That's not what the Rabban is saying. The Rabban is not saying that Mammon needs an Asar and therefore Lisan is expended to be the Asar for Mammon. The Mammon loy by Asar. He's saying it's a different word. He's saying that you want to give him Malkus for Lisana, because ordinarily, by default, the punishment for Lisana for a lav is Malkus. But here, the Torah said a different Einish. The Torah said Lisana, and if you're going to be Lisana v'Yachay Shoker, the Torah says that the Einish is Vasis Malkash Zomam Lasloch. So what do I care that it doesn't need an Asar? That Vasis Malkash Zomam, let's say in the case of Mammon, doesn't need an Asar. So it didn't need an Asar. Loyal Zomam, that's not the word. The word is that I would have read Kash Zomam to be the Einish for Lisana. Maybe that's what it means. Like that the idea of lavani lassar is. Maybe that's what it means. I always thought lavani lassar is Mrs. Basedin means, or lavani lassar is Malkus and more clear Malkus. I always thought it means that the lav is used up. In the Ritva, I see a slightly. Sorry, it's not so far, but it's different. He's not saying that the lav is used up because the mama needed an asara, and therefore the lav was used up to serve as the asara for the mama. Mama doesn't need an asara. Fine, doesn't need an asar. It's a different vart. The vart is if the Torah says a lav, and then the Torah says that this is the punishment for the lav, so the fact that the Torah says this is the punishment for the lav, I read to mean that this is the only punishment for the lav. So the Torah says leisana, and then it says that if you are going to be leisana v'yachay shoker, you get kasha zomam, which in the present case is an oinish of mammon. So that oinish of mammon didn't need an asar. Fine, granted. But lemaisa, it is the oinish for the aveir of leisana. The Torah is telling me this is the oinish for the aveir of leisana. So the Torah could have told me the Einish without the Aver. You know, the Torah could have had a Chiyuv Mammon without it. The Torah could have said a Mammon, Sam is a Chiyuv Mammon, without it serving as an Aver, as an Einish for an Aver. But here, the Torah said, Kasha Zoma, as an Einish for the Aver. So I would have read that to mean, this is the only Einish for the Aver. It says, Ramey, no, Lo Yashem Mevili Ne Makas, Mevili Ne Tashlumat. There's two Lavin over here. So this may be the Einish for the other Lav, but it's not the Einish for this Lav. This Lav has a regular Einish of Makas. So we have here a pshat, akapanim, the pshat of Rameir. The pshat of Shlomo, and the pshat of the Ramban. The Ritva also likes this pshat. The Rameir is saying, "LeHashem mivili makas mivili." The Tashlum means Rameir l'shitosoi that the lav that there's two lavim. So since because if there were only one lav, then I would have said the Torah said kasha zomam. That's the einish for the lav. You're not going to get any other einish. So therefore, Meir says, no, there's two lavin. Because there's two lavin, so therefore, Lo Hashem v'idei makas v'idei shlumin, that's why you like the mishav. So I have a question. Maybe so others should be, we should say this, should have this question. Yeah, you have the
So by Misa, why do the monks also? By all those other, according to Meir. Why only in this case?
Because Meir agrees. As far as this goes, you're right. But there's also a need of Derech Shosa. That's also in play. You know, fine. So Lo Hashem Mevili De Malkus, and there's enough Asaras here that you could get Malkus and you could get Mammon. But there's also an initial Derech Shosa. So Mary doesn't hold from Derech Shosa by Mammon and Malkus. Or Mary does hold from Derech Shosa by Misu Malkus. That's the Gemara Lamed Zayin. Ramey uses Derech Shosa, he doesn't use it if Derech, he doesn't use it for Malkus and Mammon. Ramey holds you like the Mishalim. So what does he do with Derech Shosa? He says, Gemara Misa Malkus. So by Misa Malkus, Ramey is made that there's a Ptur of Derech Shosa. So you won't have the Ptur of Lavanit and Lazara, but you'll have the Ptur of Derech Shosa. But I have a different question, which really, in a way, you're changing the subject to something to the right place. Why did Chacham argue with Meir? Chacham say that you're not like the Mishalim. So why did Chacham argue with Meir? Perishasa. The Mishnah says. And the Gemara over there says the first Gemara over there in the bottom of the Daler Medal says in my time with the Rabbanon, because it says Kedayu Shosa Mishim Mishachas and Tamachayv via Tamachayv Mishim Kedayu Shoyes. So somebody has a kasha. Typically, that the sign is used up to be that typically the Rabbanon only have one asar. And the Ramban is telling me, Ramban, Taisha's last chap, they're telling me that if there's only one asara, then you can't be like it for Lysana, because the Torah says that the Onish is Kasha Zobim, and not Lysana, and not Malkus. So Rameya says, Layashem and Mavioi, there's an extra asara. But if not for the extra asara, Rameya would have said that you can't be that called that you can't get Malkus, nothing with Teir Shasli. Rameya doesn't hold from Teir Shasli. But Ramey would have said, "You can't get Malkus because the Torah tells me that the Inish is Kasha Zava." No, the Rabbanan, they don't have the extra Azar. They don't have the Azar of Le'Yisikri. You see from the Sefer of the Mishnah. So why do they have to come out to Kedayu Shosai? To come to the rule of Kol HaMashalim and Eloike. Even without Kedayu Shosai, you can't get Malkus for Le'Sana because the Torah told me that the Inish is Kasha Zava and not Malkus.
Yeah, so because of that Tzikri, so what? I mean, that's what the Tosos
would say there. I mean, if the Nina Pshad is Rav Shmuel and Lazarus. But maybe if it's Tikus only when you don't have Kasha
Zama. No, in other words, Tosos says that that's getting around Rav Shmuel and Lazarus being Zbezdin. And this is also really Cain, Rav Shmuel and Lazarus being Zbezdin.
Maybe if it's Tikus will be.
But
maybe have a second. Maybe. Right. If Tikus takes off Lav and Lazarus being Zbezdin, the other global Lav and Lazarus being Zbezdin. But maybe. Which people would take this off too? And therefore, I need Kedayu Shosai.
But I don't understand.
Maybe that works actually. Maybe you're saying it's good. Just only hear the kasha first of all for this, before the teretz. Teretz is the teretz, but let's have the kasha clear. I'm asking a pasha the question of cheshbon. Never mind the details of the oimek of this part of the Ramban and of Shlomo that we were talking about a minute ago. The ma'aseh, the bottom line. Taisus' last chat, the chat of Shlomo, the chat of the Ramban, the chat of the Ritva, they're all learning pshat and Rameir. Rameir is explaining, Rameir holds you like a mishalim. Why are you like a mishalim? Well, why shouldn't you be like a Mishalim? Start the other way. Why should you not be like a Mishalim? So it comes out now, there's two reasons why you shouldn't be like a Mishalim. Number one, the Ramban is telling me in Svar that maybe you shouldn't be like a Mishalim because even though ordinarily for a lav you get Malkus, but here the Torah said that for this lav you get Kasha Zama. So it's like, we'll call it a lav shenitin l'asharas mama. I'm not sure if that's exactly the right terminology. That goes to what we were talking about before, but maybe we need to shorten it. In other words, the Torah says that for this, when the Torah says an oinish of kasha zama, so then you don't get what you're not going to get malchus. Then the lav. We need a terminology here. Well, let's use Tosfos' language. Shlomo, that the that Lisana is not coming to be the Ashara for the Einish Tashlim. So let's use that language. So there's two. There's in theory there could be two reasons why you're not like the mishalim. There's two things in play. Two reasons why you might not be like the mishalim. Number one is this swar that's floating around here in the Ramban and the last Teres and Tesis, that somehow when the Torah says kasha zomam, so that means that the Torah is already telling me that the einish v'lisan is kasha zomam and nothing else, and therefore you shouldn't get malchus. So that's what Rameir is addressing, according to this pshat in the Rishonim. That's what Rameir is addressing when Rameir says, "Lo Hashem ha-mevila de makas mevila de tashlum." That it's not true. That here the leisana is not the ashara for the einish of kasha zomam, and therefore you could get makas for leisana separately from the einish of kasha zomam. So, because mamon le by ashara, then I don't have any problems. But the Ramban says a different hasber, second pshat in Taisus, a different hasber. Maybe mamon doesn't need. Because Rameir has an extra Hazara. But if Rameir didn't have an extra Hazara, and if there only be one Hazara of Lysana, then you would not get Makas for Lysana. Because the Torah tells me you get Kasha Zama. So if the Torah tells me you got Kasha Zama, Kila Torah is telling me, then you don't get Makas for Lysana. So therefore Rameir has to say, no, there's an extra Hazara over here. So that's one reason over here why you might have thought you should not get Makas in the moment. But Rameir says that nonetheless you do. And there's another issue. Even if in theory over here there should be Malkus and Mammon, but we have Xeris HaKosov, Xeris HaKosov. So what's Rameir's response to that? That's really not spelled out in the Mishnah, but Rameir does respond to it in the Gemara. What's Rameir's response to that? What happened to Xeris HaKosov? Rameir learns out from Matzi Shemra that you are like a Mishalim. He doesn't have Xeris HaKosov. The Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin explains what does he do with the Pasuk of Xeris HaKosov. He uses it for Misa and Malkus. But by Malkus Umaman, Rameir doesn't have Xeris HaKosov. So Rameir has two reasons why there could have been two reasons why you're not like the Mishalim. Number one, because the Torah tells me that the Einish of Kasha Zomam is it, of the Einish Velisan is Kasha Zomam, and nothing else. Rameir says, no, but I have another SR. And then there's another issue, what about Xeris HaKosov? So Rameir says, I don't hold from Xeris HaKosov. So I'm asking the Rabbanu. Why do the Rabbanu disagree with Rameir? So Bubshutta, they disagree with Rameir on both counts. First of all, they disagree with Rameir because Xeris HaKosov. But number two, they also could disagree with Rameir because they only have one Asar. So they only have one Asar. So the Asar, so the Torah said for Lysana, the Einish is Kasha Zomam, and nothing else. So I'm asking, so why do the Rabbanan and the Mishnah have to say only, why do they have to say the reason of Xeris HaKosov? That may be true. I mean, maybe they just said one of two reasons. They could have said the other reason. Maybe it's like the time of the Rameir. We really hold there's only one Asara. And if there's only one Asara, so there's nothing to talk about. But even the time Eich, but there should be Xeris HaKosov. Maybe that's what we'll have to say. It's not mashmal the Gemara, the way. The Gemara says, my time of the Chachamim, the Gemara says, because of Xeris HaKosov. What do you need Xeris HaKosov? The time of the Rabbanim, so they only have one Asara. And if you only have one Asara, so the Torah said, for that Asara, you get Kasha Zomam and nothing else.
That's why you have the Reisha and the Sefer. In the Reisha, the Chachamim and the Chachish, that you have to...
Why can't there be one reason for both the Reisha and the Sefer? Chachamim argue both in the Reisha and the Sefer because they hold that there's no other Asar.
But then why do I need both in?
I don't know, that's so sad. I need both in. Both things are true. Oh, so let's think. Yeah, of course. So maybe what you're suggesting is the following, that if this would have been true, so let's go back to the, let's think about the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold there's only one lav leisan. So it says in the Rabbanan, it's a svar to say that you can't get malchus for leisan. Rameir has a svar that you can't get malchus for leisan, because the Torah tells me that the einish for leisan is kasha zoma. So if the Torah tells me that the einish for leisan is kasha zoma, so keilu the Torah is telling me the einish is kasha zoma and nothing else. That's what it said in the, that's what it for explain the Rabbanan. If the Torah tells me an Einish, then we have no, then that's Kilu. The Kilu Torah is telling me, don't give him it. That's the Einish. I'm going to give him another Einish. The Torah says this is the Einish. So if that would be true, if the Torah says that Kasha Zomam is the Einish for Lysan and nothing else, so what about Ben Gushim and Chalusa where you can't do Kasha Zomam? So the pasuk means tikkun, you give him malchus. So you could say, I guess, that means the pasuk means tikkun tells me ordinarily the einish is kasha zomim and nothing else. But when you can't do kasha zomim, then the einish is tikkun. We already saw shitas ataisus is that tikkun is megal the yolek for leisan. So the malchus of tikkun is a malchus is malchus for leisan. So now, in Vitzdiku it says that at least when you can't do Kasha Zomam, so you actually do get Malchus for Leisan. So maybe we could say that in the Pasuk of Vitzdiku it said, without Vitzdiku, Tarataka would have said, the Torah says the Einish for Leisan is not Malchus. Ordinarily, the Einish for Malchus, for a lav, the prescribed Einish for a Malchus, for a lav rather, is Malchus. We learn that from Lissachsa. And here the Torah said, no, there's a different Einish, Kasha Zomam. So this lav doesn't have Malchus. Now, Vitzdiku says that this lav has malchus. So, Kilo Torah now is telling me that it's not true that this lav of Lysana, even though the Torah prescribes for the Nainish of Kasha Zomam, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't have malchus. You see from Vitzdiku that it has malchus. Once Vitzdiku tells me that Lysana has malchus, so maybe the Svara of the Ramban and the Tvah is no longer true. The Ramban and the Tvah said a Svara, the Tvah explained the Ramban and the Svara, that if the Torah told me that the Einish for Lysana is Kasha Zomam, so that implies that the Einish is not malchus. But now the Torah comes along and says, Vitzdiku says that there is an Einish Malchus for Leisan. So the Pasuk of Vitzdiku is Mafkia from this Svar of the Ramban. Because in Vitzdiku it says that Leisana does have Malchus. And once Leisana has Malchus, by the case of Engushim and Chalutsu, when you can't do Kasha Zomam, so maybe even if you could do Kasha Zomam, but it still says in Torah that Leisana has an Einish Malchus. In other words, it says in Vitzdiku that it's not as if the only Einish for Leisana, as Leisana is Mufka from Malchus, because it has a different Einish of Kasha Zomam. You see, Leisana also has the Einish of Malchus. And once Leisana has the Einish of Malchus, so it doesn't stop having the Einish of Malchus just because it happens to be Kasha Zomam. Unless you can say Kedei Rishosai. If you say Kedei Rishosai, then you can't get Kedei Rishoyas. So that's why the Rabbanim, that's why the Chacham need Kedei Rishosai. They need Kedei Rishosai because without Kedei Rishosai, so I would have said, yes, Rameir, in theory you're right. If the Torah said Kasha Zomam, obviously the Torah is telling me that Leisana doesn't have Malchus. But in Vitzdiku it says the other way around. In Vitzdiku it says Leisana does have Malchus. So if in Vitzdiku it says Leisana has Malchus, so now Leisana has Malchus. And if Leisana has Malchus, then even when you have Kasha Zomam, Leisana still has Malchus. That doesn't go away except for Kedei Rishosai. So what about Rameir? What about Rameir? So why does Rameir have to come out to Lo Yashem? Because it says in Vitzdiku that Leisana has Malchus. The Torah says, Lefi Rameir, it's not true. Because according to Rameir, Vitzdiku only tells me that the other Asar has Malchus. I don't know which one is which. We have two Asars. I don't know which one is the one for Kasha Zomam and which is the one that's free. Well, let's say that Lo Yasifu was the Asara for Kasha Zomam, and Leisana is the one that's free and you get Malchus. So, in Vitzdiku, according to Rameir, I think also agrees to the Pasuk of Vitzdiku, otherwise it would be Lashleim Meimaisa. So, let's say assuming that he holds you like you're not looking at Lashem and Maisa. So Rameir, let's say even has the drush of it. Let's say that Rameir has the drush of its tiku. Even if he has the drush of its tiku, but according to Rameir, the drush of its tiku is telling me that you're like for Leisana, even though it's aimed by Maisa. But the pasuk of its tiku is not telling me that you're like for that Kasha Zomam is not the only einish for its Azhara. Its Azhara is Leisifu, and Kasha Zomam is the only einish for Leisifu. And its tiku is not going on that. So, according to, in other words, Aliba Demis. What Vitzdiku does for the Rabban, it doesn't do according to a mayor. Because according to a mayor, the lav, Kashizomam, is not going in the same lav as that we're giving you Malkus for. Kashizomam is going in the lav of Lo Yosifu. We're giving you Malkus for Leisana. So, Vitzdiku is talking to Leisana, but Vitzdiku is not talking to Lo Yosifu. Lo Yosifu is an Asar who's only Einish is Kashizomam. So, therefore, a mayor says, Aliba Demis has to tell me, look, I really think that for Kasha Zomam, the Yasara is Lo Yosifu. And that Yasara has only one Einish of Kasha Zomam. And no other Einish. You don't get Malkus and Kasha Zomam for it. You only get Kasha Zomam for it. Because the Torah prescribed that the Einish for Lo Yosifu is Kasha Zomam. So why do I say that you get Malkus? Says Rameh, because I held this two Asaras. Because I have another Asara of Leisana. That's the emes according to Rameh. But according to the Chacham, there's only one Asara, Leisana. So, if I had nothing else, so I would have said, okay, there's only one lav of Leisana, it's Einish is Kasha Zomam, and if it's Einish is Kasha Zomam, that tells me that there's no other Einish. But comes along with Torah with Vitzdiku, and it says it's not true. Vitzdiku says that you are like it for Leisana. So if you're like it for Leisana, but Mokim when you can't do Kasha Zomam, you could be like it for Leisana, Mokim when you could do Kasha Zomam. Because the Svarah of a mayor was that once that Kasha Zomam is the only Einish for Leisana, and therefore Leisana never has an Einish Malkus. It's not. The Torah didn't prescribe Malkus for Leisana. The Torah prescribed Kasha Zomam for Leisana. But according to the Chum, that can't be true. Because according to the Chumim, there's only one lav, and the Torah says it's Tiku, that sometimes you do get Malkus for it. So you see that this lav does have an Einish of Malkus. So if this lav has an Einish of Malkus, so why can't you get Malkus plus Kasha Zomam? The answer is because of Deir Shosai. Therefore the Chum have to come out, Deir Shosai. In the Sefer, in the Sefer is no Kedera Shosoi, and there I don't say that Vitzdiku is Megala. Well, I guess some question there. I don't say Vitzdiku is Megala, get Malkus for Leisana. What?
I mean, it doesn't need an Azara.
Because there you say that's a different story. It needs an Azara, so it's like used up. But that story is also true. We're going to say both things are true. So there's all such a thing as Lamanit and Lazarus Malkus. I thought the Ramban though is like saying the Pshat and the idea of Lav and Nitin Lasara. And we're going to have to say both things are true. There's the Ramban, and that's taken off by Vitzdiku, and then there's also Lav and Nitin Lasara.
It's
multiplying entities. What?
It's needed here. It's needed for to give Malkus for the Kasha Zomam. It's not just that we have an Onish. If we have an Onish of Mammon, then you can say you don't need an Azhara for it. But for the Onish of Malkus, you need an Azhara for it.
So Vitzdiku is Megala. But it's not true that there's only one Einish for Leisana, namely Kasha Zomam. Not true. Leisana could have Malkus. But nonetheless, there's still a narrow din that if this particular... That could be. Because anyway, you have Tosfos points. You know, ordinarily speaking, a lot of it Lassar Mises based and never gets Malkus, even when you're not going to get Mises based. And that Vitzdiku for sure takes off, and yet I remain with the narrow din. So we'll just translate. The broader din... that a lav is used up for Mrs. Based and you never get Malkus for it means, as the Torah said, the only Einish for it is Mrs. Based. And that's not true over here. It says if it's tikkun. But I still have the more narrow than that it's used up to be the Azar. Yeah, sure.
According to Rabbi, why does Rabbi Meir have to come out to Motzi Shamra?
According to a Meir, according to what?
According to this pshat, why does Rabbi Meir have to come out to Motzi Shamra? The Gemara has Bishlam Rabbona and I've created Shasop. Rabbi Meir my time up. So the Gemara answers. Rabbi Meir learns that from Motzi Shemra. The answer isn't Rabbi Meir learns that from Motzi Shemra. The answer is Rabbi Meir holds that Vitzdiku doesn't to impact Losana.
No, because if you had
created
Shasop, then still you wouldn't
have both. Right. There Shasop means if you help him there Shasop, then there's no way. And Chacham Bein Tuma. Can I get Kedera Shasop? Can I get Malkus and Malkus?
But the answer is I don't even need to come out. I'm not bothered by Kedera Shasop because Vitzdiku doesn't impact the Malkus that comes with Losana.
It doesn't matter. Kedera Shasi tells me that if I was Kara Shirayim and I had a Chiyav Malkus at the same time. You can't have a Chiyav Malkus and a Chiyav Mamon at the same moment. So it wouldn't matter where anything's coming from. Okay, I'm not sure. This terrace is a little bit of work in progress. The kasha, I like more of them should walk away with the kasha than the terrace. The kasha is very glaring. They're saying, so a new pshat in Rav Meir means that Rav Meir is telling me I have an extra asara, but if I didn't have an extra asara, then Kiilu the Torah is telling me that for Lisana you don't get Malkus, you only get Kasha Zama. Says Rav Meir, no, but there's another asara. So the question is, but what about the Rabbana? They don't have the extra asara. So then the asara is correct. The Torah is telling me you get Kasha Zama and nothing else. Why do you have to come out to Kfei Rishosa? By the way, it's not even enough to say that Rabbanan are talking the time of the Rameir, because Ula learns out from Adam Zomim of the Din of Kfei Rishosa and Maidim Shalom Lukalei Loki. What do you mean? It's nothing to do with Mayim Shalom. It's nothing to do with their Shosay. It's a din that the Torah says you only get, that the Einish is only, this is the only Einish, not the Malas. Okay.